In Northern Ireland, David Trimble, First Minister of the fledgling power-sharing government, has resigned in protest over the lack of paramilitary disarmament. The government was suspended last year over a similar impasse, but the situation this time is not quite the same. The parties still have 6 weeks to resolve their differences, but peace negotiations during the annual Protestant marching season are not easy. Marianne Maguire reports from Belfast.
It was on the stroke of midnight, Belfast time, that David Trimble's resignation took effect. 2 months ago, the pro-British leader had threatened to resign if the Irish Republican Army did not destroy its weapons. This morning, speaking from the Somme commemoration in France, he explained why he had decided to quit.
In May last year, the government, with the agreement of the parties, set June 2001 as the date for full implementation. That date clearly went past at midnight last night. And it's for that reason, because I can no longer have any confidence in the promises, the unfulfilled promises made by Republicans, and because I wanted to ensure that there would be no suggestion of the process moving beyond this without the issue being properly settled, that I have now ceased to be First Minister in Northern Ireland.
His resignation has thrown the 1998 peace accord into its worst crisis yet and threatens a hard-won peace among unionists, nationalists and the British and Irish governments. The Deputy First Minister, moderate nationalist leader Seamus Mullen, believes the resignation is a miscalculation.
I have to say it was a misjudgment on his part. It is something that has put the political process here into further turmoil. At a time when there's great unrest on the streets, when there is the yearly drum cree problem, and when attacks have been taking place right throughout the north of Ireland on innocent individuals.
The British government has also said it is sorry to see Trimble go, but the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, John Reid, believes that the peace process is bigger than any one individual.
It is bigger. It's bigger than me, or it's bigger, as David Trimble himself has often said. It's not about David Trimble's resignation, this. It's about the people that David Trimble represents. They have to be kept as part of this process, as well as the nationalist side.
Last-minute negotiations spearheaded by Britain and Ireland failed to deliver a compromise on the three issues that are blocking the implementation of the peace accord: paramilitary disarmament, the reform of Northern Ireland's controversial police force, and a reduction of Britain's military presence. In the past weeks, the Irish Republican Army, for its part, had indicated it would not act on what it described as a unionist and British ultimatum. Gerry Adams, the leader of Sinn Féin, the party aligned with the IRA, stressed yesterday that the issue of weapons would be resolved. But Republicans say no weapons will be destroyed before Britain reduces its military presence and that an acceptable police force comes into effect. Gerry Adams had this to say.
I'm accepting that we are part of the problem and we have a responsibility, therefore, to find the solution. The unionists and the British government need to accept that they also are part of the problem so that they can be part of the solution.
Before quitting, the unionist leader appointed his trade minister, Sir Reg Empey, as caretaker of the local government for 6 weeks. Past that deadline, if no compromise is reached between the parties to the accord, the Good Friday Agreement is likely to collapse. But already people fear that extremists on both sides will fill this latest political vacuum with violence in a bid to destabilize the peace process further. They could do so in the run-up to the most controversial parade of the Protestant marching season next Sunday at Drumcree. And once again, Northern Ireland is holding its breath. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Maguire in Belfast.